All right, first things first. The word nostalgia comes from the Greek word for homecoming, nostos, and pain, algos. Nostalgic products fill a need to belong and feel socially connected. People who are alone or maybe disconnected feel a lot better after engaging in some nostalgia. Or as Marcel Proust has said, when from the distant past nothing remains, after the beings have died, after the things are destroyed and scattered, still alone, more fragile, yet more vital, more substantial, more persistent, more faithful. The smell and taste of things remain poised for a long time, like souls ready to remind us, waiting and hoping for their moment amid the ruins of everything else, and bear unfaltering in the tiny and almost impalpable drop of their essence, the immense architecture of memory. Yet again, I had recalled the taste of a bit of Madeleine, dunked in a linden flower tea which my aunt used to give me, although I did not know it yet, and must long await the discovery of why this memory made me so happy. Immediately, the old gray house on the street, where her room was found, arose like a theatrical tableau, if you will. Anyway, you've been thinking about it for weeks. Mountains of turkey piled high, buttery mashed potatoes, dripping with gravy, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie, or maybe sweet potato casserole and pecan pie, cranberries, collard greens, stuffing. Every year, we spend hours making the traditional Thanksgiving favorites, just like Mom used to make, and just like her mom did before that, and so on. When you do something repeatedly over the years, it builds up a kind of a power, according to a nutritional psychologist named Mark David. He says it creates its own momentum. To make the same dish year after year, decade after decade, there's something in that that connects us to, well, the past. Nostalgia comes from the Greek word for homecoming, nostos, and pain, algos. But experts say feeling nostalgic is actually good for your mental health overall. Honestly, anything that can bring on that special moment, whether it be music or smells or photos, we play the same songs, cook the same recipes, we take the same family photo in the same spot next to that same fireplace because, well, we're human, David says. Our biological functions are based upon repetitive rhythms. Our brains are hardwired to relax when surrounded by the familiar. Emotional eating has gotten a bad name, David says. We're emotional people. We are emotional beings. We're built for pleasure. Nostalgic products fill a need to belong and feel socially connected, according to an Arizona State University study published in the Journal of Consumer Research last year. That's why this time of year, TV and radio ads are filled with smiling families sitting around a large table in their holiday sweaters, passing the dinner rolls, even if you're far away from home, companies want you to believe that you're buying those same dinner rolls that will fill your heart with holiday joy. Turns out, it actually does. Dr. Clay Routledge works with other researchers from the University of Southampton's Nostalgia Project. He recently published an article in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology titled, "The Past Makes Present Meaningful." Nostalgia, Routledge found, increases a person's self-esteem. Daily activities like going to class or attending meetings are routine, and some even say boring. When we engage in nostalgia, we tend to think of the things that were really important to us, the things that make us feel like our life is, well, meaningful. Routledge says what's amazing about autobiographical memory is that the bad memories fade faster than the positive ones. One thing that's interesting about nostalgia is that not 100% of the details of those memories are always accurate. It's more like, well, considered a highlight film. Nostalgia is largely social. Routledge's studies found that people who are alone or disconnected seem to feel a lot better after engaging in bouts of nostalgia. Matter of fact, you're probably dreaming right now about your grandfather's deep-fried turkey, right? Probably dreaming more about the turkey and not so much about him. That brings up the question, according to Routledge, is it really about the food Or is the food just sort of a trigger or cue for what the holidays are really all about, which is relationships? We don't eat these foods other times of the year because we've segmented them off as special. They go with the occasion. They go with those relationships. For the editor of Taste of Home, Catherine Cassidy, Thanksgiving means cooking for the one she loves. She gets great satisfaction in putting good food on the table for her family. So many of our best moments from the past, she says, are rooted in our sense of smell. We call them food memories. When it comes to the holidays, we are always trying to recreate the magic and the specialness that we experienced when we were kids. So go ahead, indulge in a little Thanksgiving daydream. Long for the oyster stuffing. Sniff the air in anticipation of Mom's pumpkin pie. Then on the big day, enjoy your holiday feast and all the benefits that come from the power of nostalgia. Basically, there is something evanescent, temporary, and fragile about food. You make it, it goes, and what remains are memories. Holiday menus are heavy on nostalgia. Narrated by Jim Hudson, written and produced by Kevin Seaman for Auto Radio.